Prince Albert Police have opened a new downtown substation. The new office, located on 10th Street East, offers a variety of services, including child protection, foot patrol, and bylaw. Deputy Police Chief Jason Stonechild says they were fortunate to find a building downtown that meets their needs.
We thought outside of the box. We found a beautiful facility here. It's built in the 1960s. It was an old bank, so it's very solid. It met all of our security standards. The location is excellent. It's right in the heart of downtown, right across from City Hall.
The building was purchased for $340,000, with $600,000 budgeted for renovations. Access Communications subscribers in the LaRonge area could see increased internet speeds. Access is in negotiations with supplier SaskTel to make a major upgrade. Access CEO Jim Dean says the plan is to increase the speed to 50 megabytes per second in the new year and possibly even higher.
The CRTC has come out and defined broadband internet access as an essential service. They've defined that as 50 megabits down. Now, it's a little bit aspirational, I think, for a lot of Canada, but I don't disagree with that either. So we're looking to provide at least that, and hopefully in our case probably increase that by a factor of 4 or 5 or 6 in terms of what we're able to offer it.
A number of other similar-sized communities to LaRonge already have download speeds of 50 megabits per second. Fines for distracted driving are on the way up in Saskatchewan. Beginning in February, the cost of a first ticket for distracted driving will be $580 plus 4 demerit points. SGI Minister Joe Hargrave says too many people are getting injured and killed.
Over the past 10 years, driver distraction and inattention has been the single leading human factor in injuries and collisions in our province. In 2018 alone, we've seen 774 injuries and 22 deaths.
Drivers caught a second time within a year will have to pay $1,400. A third violation will bring a $2,100 fine. And all eyes will be on Ottawa today as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announces his new cabinet. It's been a month since the Liberals were re-elected to a minority government. Existing ministers are expected to remain in cabinet, with sources suggesting Bill Morneau will keep the finance portfolio. Sources also say there'll be a new foreign affairs minister, with Chrystia Freeland promoted to deputy prime minister. That's the latest from the NBC Newsroom. Remember, our news is available online anytime at NBCRadio.com. In sports, in the SJHL last night, there was one game as Estevan beat Kindersley 4-1. The LaRonge Ice Wolves begin a road trip tonight as they visit Melfort. After that, they'll head south for games in Yorkton and Melville on Friday and Saturday. The Western Hockey League, the Swift Current Broncos beat Regina 2-1. In the NHL, Connor McDavid had a goal and 2 assists, and Leon Draisaitl extended his point streak to 13 games with an assist as the Edmonton Oilers beat San Jose 5-2. Colorado scored a 3-2 home victory over Calgary. Patrick Laine picked up another goal as Winnipeg beat the host Nashville Predators 2-1 and the Golden Knights down to Maple Leafs 4-2 in Vegas. That's the sports. Weather is next.
Looking at your forecast for LaRonge, the northeast, northwest regions. Mainly cloudy today. Chance of flurries this morning, then clearing and a high minus 12 degrees. Cloudy this evening with the temperature rising to minus 10 by morning. And tomorrow into Thursday, clearing late in the morning and a high minus 1. For the far north, including Wollaston Lake, Points North and Key Lake, cloudy today. Chance of flurries this morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, a high minus 16. Partly cloudy tonight, temperature rising to minus 14 by morning, and tomorrow into Thursday, cloudy, slight chance of flurries in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, and a high minus 6. For the Battlefords, Meadow Lake and Yorkton today, mainly cloudy, slight chance of flurries, a high minus 6 degrees. Mainly cloudy tonight, a low minus 8, and tomorrow for Thursday, clearing in the morning, and a high of 0. Current conditions across the province now, Stony Rapids, cloudy and minus 25, minus 22 in Uranium City, Collins Bay at minus 19, cloudy and minus 17 in Key Lake, Buffalo Narrows lightly snowing, minus 15 degrees, partly cloudy and minus 10 in Meadow Lake, North Battleford, cloudy, minus 6 degrees, minus 19 in South End. Flin Flon light snow, minus 12. Minus 17 in Island Falls. La Paz at minus 12 degrees. Mostly cloudy, minus 6 in Saskatoon. Regina, cloudy, minus 5. Minus 2, your hotspot in Estevan. Yorkton, cloudy, minus 7. Minus 14 in Waskasu. Prince Albert, mainly clear, minus 13. And here in La Ronge, outside of NBC, of a light snowfall, currently sitting at minus 16 degrees. Good morning. Braden Malsbury joins me in the studio. How's it going today, Braden?
It's going well. It's fastly approaching through November, I guess you could say here. And the Ice Wolves are back at it tonight on the road in Melfort. And they'll be looking for their second straight win, and they're 6-1 here in November.
It's been a good month for them. 20th of November already, so we're over halfway through this one. And the last time we played Melfort, it was a 4-3 overtime win in La Ronge. So should be another good one tonight.
Yeah, and to add to the game, former Mustang Kyle Schneider will make his return to Melfort. So always interesting when old teammates go up against each other. We saw a few teammates face off when the Ice Wolves took on Melville at the start of the month, and Booker Chuck Elias, it was his first game with La Ronge, potted a hat trick against his old club. So we're hoping for much of the same from Kyle tonight.
All right, so we're going to be looking at Kyle tonight, and maybe he can win a few people some blizzards. If you text the keyword ICE to 306-425-4101, get into that Ice Wolves first five promotion powered by Dairy Queen here in La Ronge, possibly getting some blizzards if the Ice Wolves score in the first 5 minutes of any of those periods.
And I think we had one game this year. We had three winners. I believe we're in Yorkton. We had three first five winners, so people like free ice cream, so we appreciate that.
But we've been getting off to some early starts. I always watch, because we don't do this for home games, but I've been watching the home games, and we've had a few early goals in these games. So definitely want to get into that and possibly get some free blizzards.
Yeah, for sure. And it'll be a 7:15 pregame show tonight here on NBC. And Tyler, coming up in sports, we'll talk about that big matchup with Melfort tonight. It's busy in the WHL for Saskatchewan teams. Plus, we'll talk some Grey Cup and some Toronto Raptors, too. So those stories and more coming up in just a bit.
All right, Braden, and I believe we made our CFL picks already for the Grey Cup. I think we both said Hamilton. So that's said and done.
That is correct.
All right, thanks, Braden.
No problem.